Picture this, a knee-high tree. Thin black wire is wrapped around a branch, bending it, directing how it grows. At the end of the branch, tiny green leaves have been cut just so. The whole tree leans sharply to the left. It looks windblown. There are over 30 more trees in the workshop, each in a small pot, each a different shape. Charles Orr is their creator, a bonsai artist. He points to one tree in particular.
Each year, these branches come out, and they'll extend. This one's already coming to a point where I need to trim that. And I just keep letting it grow, trimming it back, letting it grow, trimming it back. I still think that these branches need to come down. It's kind of rounded at the top. I might want to make it a little more aggressive or a little more angular.
The workshop is calm. Pruning shears and scissors are neatly arranged on a workbench next to spools of wire and a water spray bottle. Every day, Charles waters the plants and checks them for new growth. Depending on the time of year, he says he might spend hours in the workshop working on a single tree.
Bonsai takes a certain level of patience. You're watching trees grow, so it doesn't happen real fast. Most of the time when I'm in here, it's completely quiet, and I'm just thinking, meditating, thinking about the tree, but there's no distractions at all. I mean, I might have the windows open and the birds are singing, but I try to keep it very quiet in here. So it is. It's kind of an active meditation.
Over the last 25 years, Charles has held every major board position in the Cape Cod Bonsai Club. He's been involved the longest of the 30 active members. They meet once a month, work on trees together, and help new people get into the art. But that's not how Charles first found bonsai.
Just by chance, I watched the movie The Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi has a bonsai studio, and he basically instructs Daniel-san how to think about nothing else but this tree in front of him, close his eyes and just imagine the tree, and then when he opens his eyes, think about what he was imagining and use the material in front of him to make that happen. And I was amazed at that. I go, that's incredible.
When Charles started bonsai, a lot of his trees didn't make it. He'd leave them outside through the winter, and they'd die in the cold. So Charles built a greenhouse to help the trees survive. In fact, his first bonsai tree, a Scheffelera, is still with him.
The Scheffelera here on the bench was the first first attempt at creating this art, and it's still with me today. And that's why I'm pretty proud of having that tree with me for the last 25 years. So yeah, we've been working on this tree longer than my sons have been around.
And if cared for properly, the bonsai trees can live to be very old. So old that they might outlive their original artist, or even generations of artists. Some are even more than 800 years old. And that's part of the design, to sculpt something that embraces change, something adaptable. For Charles the architect, this idea from bonsai has changed his approach to designing houses.
As the family grows, children grow up, it needs to be able to expand. And when they leave the nest, it needs to be able to function beautifully for just a couple as well. Bonsai is very similar. Bonsai is always growing. It's ever changing. If your bonsai is not changing, it's dead.
Charles moves across the workroom and picks up a pine tree and passes his hand through a small gap in the branches.
There's always some little, man, if that branch was just a little lower, if I had another branch that was coming out on this side instead of that, sometimes I can make it happen. Sometimes I just have to wait for a branch to show up there and then take advantage of that.
How long does it take for a branch to show up on its own?
That could take years, so you got to be patient for that. And I think that's what's kind of fun about this, is it's never done. It's never perfect.
Charles says that at some point, the trees take on a personality of their own. And that's the decision he'll keep having to make, to let the trees show him what they want to be, or to show them what they can be.